Welcome to Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have your company this morning. Governor Scott Walker signed the biennial state budget into law on Sunday. The governor used his substantial line item veto power to eliminate 58 items from the document, but most of the $68 billion package remained intact from the form passed easily by the state assembly and narrowly by the Senate. The budget includes an income tax cut, a limit to property tax increases, a freeze on state university tuition, and an expansion of the state's voucher program for private schools. Rob Henkin is the president of the nonpartisan Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum. 2 years ago, he described the governor's previous budget as a living experiment in the principles of trying to stimulate economic growth while reducing taxes. Henkin joins Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke now to assess where that experiment is and to put the new budget into context.
Well, I think there's two different ways of looking at that question. First of all, in terms of the economy for the state as a whole, I frankly think it's too early to tell. We tend to put so much emphasis on microeconomic policies like tax reductions, et cetera. I think where this is really an interesting case study, however, is that, of course, the income tax cuts are in this budget, so we don't know the impact yet. The property tax reductions were accompanied by some significant cuts in compensation for public employees. So you have sort of a balancing act. To what extent was there a positive and stimulative impact from the fact that property taxes were not increasing as opposed to the dollars that were taken out of the economy by the cuts to public sector pay and benefits?
And to that end, the verdict is still out, you say?
Well, you know, clearly our state economy is lagging. There have been several reports that have come out recently that shows that even to the extent that we are growing again, we're not growing as well as other states. To me, the difficulty is to what extent can you attribute that to state budget policy as opposed to the variety of other major factors that impact economic growth?
So, is this similar to saying you can talk about climate change, but it's impossible to directly attribute a particular storm to global climate change in particular?
I think so. And I also think that, again, one of the more telling aspects of this is not just the impact on the growth of the economy, but what we have focused on at the Public Policy Forum is the impact on local government and school district services. And I think that from a budgetary perspective, we can look back at Act 10 and we can see that the combination of the state budget and the so-called tools that were given to local governments and school districts did indeed hold down property taxes, did indeed allow local governments and county governments and school districts to be able to withstand the major cuts in state aids and not have to diminish services by a great deal. But I would imagine, Mitch, that at the time 2 years ago, I also said that really this is going to be a multi-year analysis because the key question is to what extent can the cuts that were achieved in employee compensation, can those be made every year in order to offset the continued limits on the levy and the continued relatively slow growth of state aids?
Well, so then what do you see as the major story of this budget that has now been signed into law?
Well, I think that there are a few stories. I think it certainly continues, the governor, whether you love him or you hate him, I think that it's accurate to say that he's pretty open about what his views are and where he's going to go. And I think this is a continuation in terms of his state budget policies, cutting taxes, putting limits on the growth in revenue streams for local governments and school districts, putting lots of capital dollars into transportation infrastructure. I think these are all things we expected. Perhaps maybe what we didn't expect as much were the many policy items in this budget, particularly related to education. But then again, that's more for a conversation between budget policy wonks. I think the general thrust of the governor's education policies also came as advertised.
Well, so then where does this budget dovetail with this most recent study that the Forum has done on property taxes and property values?
Well, I think there's several interesting connections here. First of all, we were very interested to see 2 years ago we found that property taxes in the region collectively, the seven-county southeast Wisconsin region, had actually gone down. Again, not too surprising given the state budget impacts, but we wanted to see in the second year what was going to be the impact. And what we see is that property taxes up about 1% across the region. Now, that's in the eye of the beholder. There are some who say any tax increase is unacceptable. I think 1%, even with today's low rate of inflation, is certainly a manageable increase. But I think what's going to be interesting as this plays out is to the extent that we're going to continue to see a limit in property tax increases, which, again, good news for the taxpayer. What does that mean for municipal and school district officials, given the fact that they have mostly enjoyed the benefits of the Act 10 tools? Where's that going to take us in the out years?
Well, and meanwhile, you've also found that the property values have apparently diminished considerably.
Yes. And so we were somewhat surprised, and this is not brand new data, but for 2012, property values in the region decreased more than 5%. And it looked in last year's report that the decline in property values had actually diminished. And so we asked the question in our 2012 report, had we hit bottom? And we thought the indication was we had. Well, it turns out in terms of property values, we have not. So as long as property values do not rebound to the extent that we're starting to see increased growth in sales tax revenue and other key revenue streams for governments, that's going to be a major problem for local governments because of the way that we raise revenue here in the state of Wisconsin for our local governments and school districts.
What do we know about why property values are continuing to fall?
Well, I guess my caveat before answering is that I think we're going to be getting some more recent data within the next couple months on what they've done since then. But hard to say. I think, here in Wisconsin, the good news is we tend to not have the bubbles that other parts of the country have. So we didn't take quite as big a hit as other places did in the real down years of the recession, 2009, 2010. I think we've been slower to rebound, however. And again, in a state where local governments are dependent upon property value growth for their key revenue streams, that's an issue.
Housing prices have been on their way up. And as you say, it's likely we're going to see new data on property values soon. Would you believe that that property values have gone up a bit, or certainly the rate of decline has slowed?
Well, I think most, including myself, would be very surprised if the 2013 data doesn't show that the property values have gone up at least a little bit. But I don't think we're going to see the type of growth that perhaps one would have expected after 3 or 4 years of significant declines. I know the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, in doing some estimates for this state budget, was looking at maybe a 1 or 2% growth in property values across the state.
Well, and so the upshot for this is that that municipalities are anxious.
Anxious. And part of that is because of the levy limits that have been placed on them by the state budget. And so essentially they are capped by the growth of new construction. So to the extent that not only is there not a growth in values, but we're not seeing a lot of growth because of new construction occurring, that's going to put a limit on property tax levy increases for municipal governments and county governments.
Rob Henken, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
Rob Henken is the president of the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum. He spoke with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke. You can find a link to the forum's report on area property values and property taxes at wuwm.com/lakeeffect.